So here we are backstage at the Common Stage, and I am joined for a little chat with Dylan.
Hello. Hey. Oh yeah.
Dylan, we have just watched your set. You've just come off stage. It was absolutely brilliant. How was
Thank
it for you up on stage?
Oh, I had a great time today. I had a great time, actually. Yeah. Crowd were beautiful. Sun was beautiful. Not too much wind.
You pulled out some Paradise City as well.
I
did. Their arms up in the air.
Bit of Guns N' Roses.
Bit of Guns N' Roses.
Never hurt no one.
No, it was brilliant. Is it your first time in Portsmouth?
Yeah.
First time in Portsmouth.
It is, actually.
So we're a seaside town. So
yes.
What's your favourite thing to do at the beach? Are you an ice cream on the beach or are you chips on the beach?
I'm a fish and chips girl.
Fish and chips girl.
Myself, because I come from a seaside town.
Do you?
So I'm a big fish and chipper.
A big fish and chipper.
Yeah.
I think I go against you because sand on chips is not cool.
Well, I come from a pebble beach.
Ah, there you go.
So
you're good. You're good. Okay. So you said during your set that the crowd here at Victorious topped the other festivals that you've played this year. How were the crowd for you?
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, they were brilliant. So engaging. I think, you know, good weather does something to people.
Yeah, we're really lucky here on day three. The sun's been out, hasn't it?
It's just such a nice crowd. Like, very sort of lots of families together.
It is. It's a family festival.
Holiday weekend.
Yeah, it's a great... And the sun makes such a difference.
It does.
And your music just got everybody going. Everybody was jumping up and down. You had such a big crowd for the afternoon. It was really, really, really good.
It's always a bit weird doing festivals, especially as a new artist, because you never know whether people are going to show up. Like, we've done some festivals this year where we sort of had like 10 people in the crowd.
Really?
So to play something like this is amazing.
So does it make a difference to you? Like, is it, how are festival crowds versus people that buy a ticket to come to one of your shows? How different are those crowds?
Well, I'd say very different. In a good way.
Yeah.
I think, you know, getting the opportunity to play places like this is immense for people like me, because I get to meet new people, people get to hear my music for the first time, which is always my favourite part of the job, is like watching people's reactions, especially when I pull out a thrust and you're not Harry Styles. It's watching the parents' faces go, ooh, okay.
you got away with it, it was brilliant.
Playing a headline is, you know, everyone knows the words there, so you know you're going to have a good night.
Yeah. You also played your new single with Bastille, Liar Liar. So tell us, how did that come about?
So we did a little writing stint in a studio called Decoy in Suffolk. By the end of the week, I completely lost my voice. Dan showed up on the Friday to do a bit of writing because I've been on tour with him, and we've done a few songs together, written a few songs together. And after we wrote Liar, I was like, oh, you should add backing vocals because I love his voice.
Yeah.
I was like, just add backing vocals, why not? And I'd already recorded the lead in.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I've already recorded the second verse, but why not just give it a go? Like, come on, Dan, like, do it.
And then suddenly the song
and
was made.
And then he agreed to it, and
brilliant.
Boom.
Brilliant.
Out 2 months later.
That's brilliant. And it's doing really well as well.
It is.
So what's coming up for you next? You mentioned that you're going on tour soon.
I am. I'm touring America and I'm touring UK and Europe.
Brilliant.
In September, October and November.
Brilliant. So we can see you again later on this year. Are you back
Please
in the UK later
do.
On this year?
I am.
Amazing. And very lastly, are you planning to come back to Victorious again in the future?
Oh, I hope so. If I'm invited, I'm here.
You'll absolutely be invited. Honestly, we thought you were amazing. We're not just saying it because we were here. We thought you were amazing.
Thank